From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Today on Let the Bible Speak, we'll be hearing from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina, as he concludes his fifth message in a series of studies in the book of Joshua. As the battle for Jericho loomed before them, the people of Israel were naturally apprehensive. The report of the spies gave them much confidence. In addition to meeting the people's deep-seated need, Joshua also established sane ways of assuring the people that he knew the will of God. On the previous broadcast, Dr. Cairns emphasized the importance of using biblical means to determine God's will. The first step is to look for corroborating evidence of God's will. Then it's necessary to find the first and the best starting point, in this case, the Word of God and prayer. Further steps include the importance of the reasonable use of means, as well as the heeding of the personal witness of those who have experience in this spiritual endeavor. There were only two spies, but their testimony encouraged the people to press forward in the conquest. Both ingredients were necessary, the leaders and the followers. The result was victory at Jericho. In just a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will conclude this message entitled, Lessons from Joshua Sending Spies to Jericho. First, he stresses the importance of the bodily resurrection of Christ.
It has been called the best attested fact in history. It is certainly the cornerstone of Bible Christianity. What is it? It is the bodily resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, over the history of the church, there have been many discussions about many of the outstanding miracles of Scripture. Skeptical people have raised objections to this miracle and that miracle. Did Jesus really walk on the water? Some years ago in Northern Ireland, we had a supposedly very learned Presbyterian minister who gave a public lecture in which he informed the people that Jesus hadn't really walked on the water. He had merely paddled by the seashore, and the distraught disciples imagined he was walking on the water. Of course, he forgot to tell the people that the Apostle Peter, who grew up in that area and knew the sea as well as any man, felt that he was drowning just beside the Lord Jesus Christ, obviously also just paddling by the seashore. Of all these crazy things being said, as people have discussed the various miracles of the Scripture. But you know, at the end of the day, there's one miracle that stands out above all the rest. Given this miracle, everything else comes into context and into focus. There is no use disputing about the others. If this one is true, and equally, if it were proved to be not true. Of course, it can't be, because this is the cornerstone of God's revelation to men. You see, God sent his Son into the world. Now, anybody can come and claim, I am the Son of God. I am the Savior of the world. I am this, I am that. Even today in America, we have lunatics running around claiming to be the Son of God, claiming to be Jesus Christ returned, claiming to be the special prophet. Anybody can claim to be anything, but proving it is something absolutely different. So when God sent his Son into the world, he sent him with a built-in proof. The Lord Jesus, as I said in yesterday's broadcast, said to those who opposed him, you destroy the temple of my body, destroy it, and in 3 days I will raise it up again. He claimed to be the Son of God, God manifested in the flesh, and to prove it, he would do what no other man in the history of the world has ever done. He would lay down his life, and in the time that he said, he would raise it up again. So the Lord Jesus was put to death. And the third day, bodily, he rose again from the dead. There have been people, of course, who have rejected this. And yet, if you look at the evidence, the biblical evidence, the historical evidence, the literary evidence, if you were to examine, as say a court of law would examine, the witnesses to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, you would find that by every law of evidence, this stands established. Jesus Christ rose from the dead. Now, what's the great significance of that? The Bible says, Romans 4, verse 25, he was delivered, that is, put to death, for or because of our offenses. He was raised again because of our justification. Because the Lord Jesus Christ died and rose again, we have a gospel of grace for perishing sinners. We have a gospel of power for sinners who are captivated and defeated by sin and by Satan, and who are condemned to the outer darkness of a lost eternity. The promise of the Lord Jesus Christ is that because he lives, we shall live also. There is life in the living Christ. There's life only in the living Christ. He only is the Son of God. He only is God manifested in the flesh. He only is the sacrifice for sin. He only is the Savior of sinners. Christ rose from the dead. Make sure your trust is in him and no one else, for every other Savior will prove to be no Savior, for he has no power over death or hell. That power belongs to Christ alone.
listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're delighted that you've tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. The response to these broadcasts has been most encouraging. Your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. Our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, briefly sets out the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church. That and any other literature we offer on these broadcasts is free for the asking. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular mail. You may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the programs, you may like to join us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. In addition to the regular programs, the website contains video clips of Dr. Cairns answering questions regarding various issues, such as, why don't Jews accept Jesus as the Messiah? Does God practice deliberate deception? Or why doesn't God save everybody? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
you put yourself in that crowd of Israelites, see the spies coming back. Listen to what they said. Their testimony, their experience, must have had an electrifying and stimulating impact and effect upon the people who heard them. All the Lord has said is true. We have seen and heard ourselves. We have proved it. You see, testimony that illustrates the truth of the Word of God brings the doctrines, principles, and promises of God's Word before the people in a way that grips the heart and commands the will. That's why the Bible uses it so liberally. What did Jesus say to his disciples? Ye shall be my what? Witnesses. Why? This is God's way of working. When the Lord Jesus rose from the dead, what did he do? Did he hold an open-air meeting in Jerusalem? No. Now, if you and I had been doing it, this is what we would have done. We would have held a vast open-air meeting. We'd have all the crowds there. And Jesus would have stood up and said, here I am, alive from the dead. But he didn't do it that way. And he was right. You see, he said in the great portion of Luke 16, if they don't believe the word of God, they'll still not believe though one should rise from the dead. And if he had stood before them, the high priest would have whipped them up again. And their own pride would have made them reject him all over again. And they would have said he never really died and all the rest of that nonsense. So what did he do? He appeared to his disciples. To people who knew that he was dead. And who knew that he was alive. To people whose lives were transformed from craven cowardice into mighty courage that moved the world for God through a personal meeting with a living Savior. And in so meeting with them, he laid a factual, historical, and evidential framework upon which every generation that followed could prove the resurrection of Christ. And today it is still one of the, I would say, the most certainly historically verifiable event in history. Yet, we undervalue witness. No, Jesus says, you'll be my witnesses. Peter said, we are his witnesses, and so also is the Holy Ghost. The psalmist said, come and hear, and I will declare what he hath done for my soul. Could I say to you, that's what Greenville is dying for? Greenville is hundreds of churches. It is all the religion in the world, so much religion that you would choke on it. What this area is dying for is people who are real witnesses with a real experience of a real Savior who can meet real sinners and say, come and hear what he has done for my soul. I'm not out to make you a Presbyterian. I'm not out to make you a Baptist. I'm not out to convince you of my scheme of eschatology. I want to tell you what he's done for my soul. Oh, the power of such a witness. I read a beautiful illustration of it. Before the communists took over in China, a missionary doctor there performed eye surgery on a man who had been blinded by cataracts. It was like a miracle to this man. He had never seen or heard of anything like this. He was obviously grateful. So grateful indeed that a couple of months later, the doctor looked out, and there was this man at the head of a long rope. And hanging on to a rope, there were 40 blind men. They had trudged for 250 miles, hanging on to that rope to get to that doctor, because there was a man there who said, I was blind, and he made me see. The power personal witness. The last thing that Joshua did by using the spies was that he used the few to galvanize the many into confident action. Those spies are in many ways the tiny vanguard of special gifted instruments of the Lord's will. Sometimes they're visionaries, sometimes they're pioneers, they're course charters in church history. We could never do without those people. We could never do without the Whitfields and the Wesleys and the Edwards and the Brainerds and the Careys. We could never do without those people. But did it ever strike you that equally they could never do without us? However gifted, they can no more do the work of God alone than those two spies could have conquered Jericho on their own. That's why Paul implored the Christians, be followers of me. All great men, all leaders, as it were, need a host of ordinary Christians to follow in their steps. I was thinking of Hudson Taylor. Hudson Taylor was unique in many ways. A gifted man, a great man, and an indefatigable worker. A man who could bear anything, pay any price, undergo any hardship, suffer any loss, and he proved it. To serve God in mainland China. But alone, Hudson Taylor's impact on China and world missions would have been negligible. The greatest importance of Hudson Taylor was not only what he did himself, which was mighty, but his greatest importance was that the Lord used him to stir up hundreds and then thousands of others to become missionaries as well. Few of us will ever be a Joshua or of the caliber of the two spies. Few of us will ever be like Hudson Taylor. But we can still be of use to the Lord. Men and women, we need to catch the vision of the few. We need to do what the Israelites did in going in where the spies had gone before. We need to feel Paul's burden for the lost. We need to feel Robert Murray McShane's passion for Christ-likeness. We need to feel John Hyde's zeal for prayer. The use of the spies, then, presents us with a twofold challenge. One, follow the lead of choice men of God and abandon ourselves to the work in constant and confident victory. Can you do that today? Don't sit back waiting until you're great before you do something for God. Don't sit back saying, I'm not a preacher, I'm not a missionary, I'm not a singer, I'm not this, I'm not that. You know, those are all carnal excuses for indulging the flesh. The challenge is not necessarily to take the abominable English of the Star Trek soundtrack, to boldly go where none has gone before. That's not necessarily the only way to serve God. The way is to go many a time where others have charted the course before you. Will you do that? And then maybe the Lord will take you on a second step, so that you then will provide such a lead to other people that by your own unwavering assurance of God's truth and promise, you will lead them to follow on to know the Lord. I trust today the Lord will truly teach us the importance, the influence, the necessity of the witness of the few in leading the many. And let us get together, few and many, fully to follow our God.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.